Welcome to the House Market Show with your host, Dennis and Donna Reddy.
Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Dennis Reddy. This is the House Market Show. Along with me is my co-host and lovely wife, Donna Reddy. Donna, how are you this morning?
I am fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Well, first of all, it's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mother. We have to throw it.
Absolutely. We definitely have to say Happy Mother's Day to Mom and to let her know that the brunch at my house is at 11.
Brunch at 11.
So come on down. Actually, it's going to be a great day. We have our two of our children and their wives and husbands and family live near us, so we see them all the time. But we also have our other son and his wife up from Texas, so it's going to be a really fun day to have the whole family back together.
And some extended friends are invited, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we just keep adding on. We always like to have as many people as possible. It's home is where the family is, and we have a lot of fun together.
Now, aren't they supposedly doing the cooking for you this week?
Supposedly, they're doing the cooking. So when I get home, I will have a breakfast being prepared for me. I don't know. I'm not used to that, so we'll see what happens. But they're grown adults. I know they know how to cook, so they'll be fine.
What about all the meals I make for you?
Oh, yeah, man. I'd go to starve to death on that.
Well, it was that one once.
That one once. You ruined the kitchen in the process. I don't think, you know, we're going to worry about that one. But anyway, so it should make for all the mothers out there, hopefully they'll have a wonderful day. And it's going to be really very nice weather. So we don't have a lot of open houses going on today. I did two yesterday.
Before you talk about those, I have to give the first clue to the Century 21.
Oh, absolutely.
21 landmark of the week.
Yes.
Each week, as you know, I've gone out and researched a landmark. I give the clues to it. Everybody who is listening has the right to call in and guess that landmark, and if they guess it, the first one to correctly guess it, will win a bottle of wine from Harrington Wine and Liquors, 10 Summer Street in Chelmsford. So the first clue for this week is the home of James B. Francis from 1845 to 1869.
Wow, not built in, huh? Home from 1845.
Right.
Okay, all right, well, you know. If you think you got it from that guy, call in 978-454-4980. So, there you go.
Okay, did you want to talk about some open houses?
I did want to talk about some open houses. Well, there's only one, actually, out of our office, and it's actually your brother who's doing it. Bernie Reddy is going to be at 41 Westford Street in Chelmsford. And this is absolutely... You and I live in an antique home, and we love antique homes. That's what this one is. It's a 1790s Mansfield Emerson home. It is beautifully decorated. It sits in the historic district. It has a dining room with built-ins, exposed beams, a fireplace, hardwood floors. It has a living room with, again, a fireplace, hardwood floors, which opens to a sunroom, which then has a slider to a new deck. It has an eat-in kitchen, again, with hardwood floors. I just love these old homes. That has a pantry, and off of that is a laundry room off the kitchen, so it's a first-floor laundry. It has a three-car garage with storage above it, which at one time was a barn. The master bedroom has a cathedral ceiling, a walk-in closet, hardwood floors again, and a skylight. There are newer windows and roof in 2001, new sills that were put in, many supports and carrying beams were replaced. I mean, that's the thing with antique homes. You really got to look at those kinds of things. They do deteriorate after time, which, of course, obviously 1790 is an older house, but all of those things have been updated and fixed and made shored things up. It does have a lot more other features about it. You'll have to come and check it out. Just the walls have been painted very uniquely. There's a real artist who lived there, and you really have to come and see the various things that have been painted on the walls. That alone is fabulous.
And like murals, that kind of thing?
Yeah. It really, very talented person. It just makes every room unique, especially the bedrooms upstairs. So if nothing else, come check that out. This is just a short walk to the center. which is close to the shops and the restaurants, which is important to me. It's also going to be near the bike trail. It's near churches. It's easy access to highways. It's in a great location. So come see Bernie. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this is for $399.99. That's an amazing price.
It is.
So, come see Bernie, 41 Westford Street in Chelmsford. I actually was at two open houses yesterday, and I did them on Saturday because today is Mother's Day. And I hadn't done a lot of open houses on Saturdays before, but we really did get quite a good showing of people who showed up to see it. If you missed it because you're not used to looking for open houses on Saturday, you can still give us a call at Century 21 Landmark, 978-256-6575. We're extension 146, and I will be extremely happy to get you into these homes. Both of them, honestly, are priced to sell. They're in fabulous condition, and that actually just spells make me an offer, quite frankly. One is on 120 Lexington Avenue. This is in Lowell. Lexington Avenue is a one-way street off of Pawtucket Boulevard. It is really an adorable, and I like to use that adorable word, cape, all fixed up inside. This pristine, move-in condition Pawtucketville cape can be yours. It's within your reach. You will love the quiet neighborhood street. They have a patio, a deck, a play area, a fenced-in yard, which overlooks conservation land, and a shed for all the lawn equipment and bicycles. You can add to this inside the gleaming hardwood floors or ceramic floors, like in the kitchen. It has a vaulted ceiling in the living room. It has an oak eat-in kitchen with stainless steel appliances. It has many built-ins, especially with the capes, with the upstairs bedrooms, with the built-in drawers and bookcases and all of that kind of thing. It has a wall air conditioner, which is big enough to take care of the whole downstairs, and then there are ones upstairs. It's been the baths have been totally remodeled. The bath upstairs is quite modern and has, I told everyone who came to my open house, you have got to just look at the shower head. It's fabulous. If nothing else, make an appointment to see that. It also has skylights. It has an enclosed porch. It has a formal dining room and living room and a family room in the lower level. Honestly, it's a great house for $282.5. So 120 Lexington Avenue, give me a call, and I will be extremely happy to take you over there and check it out. The other one that I was at, and this is, to me, a real buy. If you've not been in any of these units, it's a condominium at Evergreen Preserve. And a couple of years ago, a company picked up this whole rental area. There's many buildings involved here. And as each rental came open, they rehabbed them. And the rehab they did on these units were fabulous. This is at 2320 Skyline Drive, Unit 18. It's on a top floor unit, and it's on the market for $154.9, which is less than what they were selling for a couple of years ago. So it's absolutely a great deal. Absolutely in mint move-in condition, totally renovated, as I said. It has Brazilian cherry flooring in the living room and kitchen. It has granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. It has a microwave, dishwasher, refrigerator, and what I really like about these units, it has a washer-dryer unit right in the unit, which I think is fabulous. Maple cabinets, designer carpets. It's all been freshly painted. Has a newer furnace, updated bath. You're really going to enjoy this place. It also has a covered deck or balcony, whatever you want to call it, which overlooks a tree-lined backyard, which not all of the buildings do that. Some look into the, you know, other buildings. So it's really in a nice private setting. It got easy access to shopping, transportation, city activities. Just an absolutely lovely location to live in. So give me a call. It's at Evergreen Preserve, 2320 Skyline Drive for $154.9. So there you go, Dan.
Okay, it's time for another clue to the Century 21 Landmark of the Week. I'm going to give you two clues this time.
You're so good to us.
It has three floors, 14 rooms, 10 fireplaces. It was the home of Paul Moody from 1823 to 1831.
Having an attorney represent you in a real estate transaction is a smart thing to do. You need a professional who will look out for your commercial or residential interests. That attorney is Philip Eliopoulos. 18 North Road, Chelmsford, Mass. Iliopolis & Associates will help you also with your wills and trust or estate management. Give them a call at 978-250-3800.
The Law Office of Brian R. Sullivan, 5 North Road, Chelmsford, Mass. specialize in real estate as well as personal injury, workers' comp, will and probate. Having a qualified attorney present at your closing is the most important thing you can do. Brian R. Sullivan is waiting to serve your needs and protect your rights. Give him a call at 978-250-4600 or email him at brian.sullivanlaw@verizon.net. Nobody sells more homes in Greater Lowell or in Massachusetts than Century 21. Century 21 Landmark, on the corner of 110 and 129 in Chelmsford Center, offers residential and commercial sales, free home appraisals, buyer or seller representation, and worldwide relocation services. We are a quality service office, and our full-time professional staff is ready to help you solve your housing needs. Call Century 21 Landmark at 978-256-6575. Century 21 Landmark. Real estate for the real world.
Donna Brady Connor and Pioneer Mortgage are offering you a 90-day shop and lock with no cost to you, completely free. That means that you can lock in a low interest rate now and go shopping for a home for the next 3 months without losing that great low rate. And if the rates go down, they will lower that already low rate again with no charge to you. So give Donna Brady Connor a call at 617-834-2818. Again, that's Donna Brady Connor, 617-834-2818. Don't miss out on this special offer. Call today.
Okay, we're back. It's time for another segment to the House Market Show. I'm your host, Dennis Reddy. With me is my co-host and lovely wife, Donna Reddy. The first thing I do in every segment is I give a clue to the Century 21 Landmark of the Week. This week, no exception. What I haven't told you, though, this week is that our Community of the Week is Lowell.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we can talk about that a little bit.
All righty.
And so the first clue in this segment to the Century 21 Landmark of the Week is, it's the home of the oldest art association in the United States of America.
Wow. I think that's probably a pretty good clue. Although this must be a really beautiful home at one time. 14 rooms, 10 fireplaces. Wow.
And it still has 10 fireplaces.
Are they still working?
I believe they're operational.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just must have been an absolutely beautiful home. I do want to talk about a few other houses today because I think that's, you know, people need to know about that. We have this gorgeous colonial in Lowell, and it's on Arlington Street. The price has just been lowered to $199.9, and honestly, this is now the buy of the week, the buy of the month, in my mind. It's really a charming colonial. It sits on a quiet neighborhood street. It has 3 to 4 bedrooms, a large eating kitchen with an abundance of cabinets, a first floor laundry and half bath, a formal living room, formal dining room, and a den. And then in the upstairs, it has a very roomy master bedroom, which has 2 closets. You'll also enjoy the hardwood floors, the replacement windows, the newer roof and furnace, and a private backyard. It's situated on a one-way street, which has easy access, though, to the highway, the university, and city activities. And it's available for a quick close. So, you know, give us a call if you'd like to get into this for $199.9. This is a very affordable home. And for home ownership, one of those people, if you're out there with your $8,000 credit and you want to buy a home, and you're first-time home buyers, this is in your range. And we'd be happy to show you how you can afford this home. So definitely give us a call on that one. If you are looking to get into a condo, I have 2 different condos. One is a garden style, one is a townhouse. And the garden style one is at Chelmsford Village in Chelmsford. It's located right by Drum Hill, which gives you that easy access to anywhere you want to go. Chelmsford Village is also a very nice condo complex. It has a clubhouse, two pools, tennis courts, a place to walk your dog. It's just a lovely area. And what they have is the Rose Garden condos in the middle. These are like high rises, surrounded by the townhouses. And this particular unit is in Building 4 of the Rose Garden condos. And this one happens to be also a penthouse. So it's on the top floor, on the fourth floor. It's extremely well maintained. It's on the market for $199.9. Move-in condition. It features an eat-in kitchen with an abundance of cabinets and counter space. A dining area in the kitchen. You have a in that dining space in the kitchen. Then it has a range, a dishwasher, and a refrigerator, which is coming with it. It has then a dining room or dining area with hardwood floor. And it has two bedrooms and two full baths. So the master bedroom has its own bath, and then you have a main bathroom, which could also be used for your guest room. Or you could use it like an office, which is what these people are using it for. The living room has a slider that goes out to a private covered balcony or deck. Lovely. There's laundry in the unit and a full-size washer dryer, and the washer dryer will stay. So it's really a wonderful situation. There is one garage space in the basement. It has elevators up to your floor, so you really don't have to worry about surmounting any kind of stairs, which makes this really a very nice place to live. As far as I'm concerned, I know, because my dad lived there for a while, and I just love those units. The other one I have, and this, honestly, is not going to last long, is at 160 Littleton Road, which is the courtyard. And this is a townhouse for $189.9. Now, I'm going to tell you, this little unit here is absolutely by far the nicest unit in the whole complex. It's just charm personified, quite frankly. It has two bedrooms. It has an open concept design with the kitchen, dining room, and living room all flowing together. You will also enjoy the wood laminate floor on the first floor and the remodeled kitchen with stainless steel appliances and granite countertops. There's also a deck for outdoor grilling and dining. They have a lower level finished room with wainscoting, newer carpet, and a separate laundry area. You also have two good-sized bedrooms with plenty of closet space. This complex also has an in-ground pool and a clubhouse, which has exercise facilities. So it's really a fabulous place to live. It's right off, of course, Littleton Road, which is 110, which makes it easily accessible to wherever you want to go. $189.9. That is not going to be around very much longer. So if you are interested in getting into those, give me a call at 978-256-6575, or extension 146. Actually, I think I have time enough to tell you about one more. And this one is at another complex in Wellman Avenue, which is down in North Chelmsford. And this is Williamsburg 2. It's number 860 and 896. I'm reversing my numbers there.
Easy
in Wellman Avenue.
Say.
But 249.9. This one is by far the nicest unit in the complex. It has the most space because in Williamsburg 2, they built a bigger footprint of the homes that are there. It's a gambrel end unit in Williamsburg 2. It has three bedrooms, one and a half baths. It has a first floor laundry, hardwood in the living room and dining room, fireplace in the living room, ceramic tile floor in the kitchen and the baths. The lower level has a family room, which is very nice. It has a new Anderson slider that goes out to a deck, and they have created a little patio area next to it because it's an end unit, which makes it very nice.
And a meticulous owner who's taken
excellent care of this. And in the back, it has a tree-lined backyard. It's not looking into other condos, which I find really appealing. It has more of a private setting in spite of it's a condo. It's all been freshly painted inside and out. There was new carpet in literally 2 months ago in 2009 on the second level. The master bedroom has added space for a setup for an office, which I think is neat. There's also room for storage in the basement, and it's located close to the pool, the tennis courts, and the mailboxes. You can walk to the mailboxes. Where in Williamsburg, they have like a post office where all the mailboxes are. And for some people, they have to drive to it to get there because the complex is so large. This one, you are in walking distance. And, of course, it's not far from Route 3, 495. Easy access to New Hampshire shopping. Fabulous for $249.9. So there you go.
Okay. I told you that our community this week was Lowell.
Yes. What's happening in Lowell?
We talk about a few things statistically that's going on in Lowell.
Yes.
Right now, in the single-family homes, there are 162 of them for sale.
Okay.
Okay. And the lowest is $49,900. That'll get you a three-bedroom, one-bath colonial.
You know what? I don't know what it's like, but I got to tell you, the land is probably worth more than that.
Well, you know, it certainly isn't the Taj Mahal. I'm sure.
Exactly. It might need a little work, but that's okay.
On the other end of that spectrum is the high is $975,000, and that'll get you a six-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath colonial. The average list price is $238,000, and the average market time has been 175 days. So we look at that and say, okay, that's what's on the market, single family and lower right now.
Right.
Okay. If a buyer's market is, if there's two months of inventory or below,
a seller's market is if there's two months of inventory or below,
a buyer's market is if there's 2 months of inventory or above.
Right. So how many have sold in the last 2 months?
In the last 2 months, 134 have sold.
You're kidding.
No, that's very close to 2 months supply.
Wow.
So we're getting very close to an ebb market or an even type market.
An even market. Wow. I have been telling people. Well, you've been telling
homes
people.
And all.
Yeah. Yep.
Now that the ones that have sold have ranged from a low of $49,900.
Yeah, and those are selling. You know.
To a high of.
I just can't get over that. That is
$400,000.
Okay. Sometimes those very big homes, that market has not come back yet. It'll take time, but it will.
Now, to give you an idea of how much coming back is being done.
Yeah. How many a year ago?
That last 2 months, 134 sold.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Same time frame, 1 year ago.
Yeah.
48 sold.
Really? Wow.
So that shows you the tremendous change in...
About 2.5 times now, more homes than a year ago.
Now,
right.
Condos haven't fared as well, but right now there are 164 condominiums on the market. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're ranging from $60,000 to a high...
I'm sure there's a penthouse down in downtown Lowell that I'm somewhere is...
$995,000.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yep. It must have gold floors.
So there's, like I said, 164 of them. Okay. Now,
how many have sold? I'm curious as to how that market is looking.
77.
Well, it's not horrible.
77 is...
Well, it's
a little more than four months supply.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Not faring as well as
the houses, but it's still, if you want to look at what happened last year, a year ago...
Yeah, how many a year ago?
38.
Okay, so it's still
a
little more than double.
77.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the market is definitely improving.
Yeah. We have been telling people that for quite a long time, that this was going to come back, and it is. This is proof positive. And those people with your $8,000 credit in hand from President Obama, you know, get out there. This is the time.
Okay, speaking of the time, it's time to do another clue to that.
I think it is.
Landmark of the week. Be the first to give us a call at 454-4980. Let Mike know what the landmark is, and if you're the first to do so, you will win a bottle of wine from Harrington Wine and Liquors, 10 Summer Street in Chelmsford. The clue. In 1842, its owner was invited by Tsar Nicholas to supervise construction of the first Russian railroad.
Having an attorney represent you in a real estate transaction is a smart thing to do. You need a professional who will look out for your commercial or residential interests. That attorney is Philip Iliopoulos, 18 North Road, Chelmsford, Mass. Iliopoulos and Associates will help you also with your wills and trust or estate management. Give them a call at 978-250-3800. Nobody sells more homes in Greater Lowell or in Massachusetts than Century 21. Century 21 Landmark, on the corner of 110 and 129 in Chelmsford Center, offers residential and commercial sales, free home appraisals, buyer or seller representation, and worldwide relocation services. We are a quality service office, and our full-time professional staff is ready to help you solve your housing needs. Call Century 21 Landmark at 978-256-6575. Century 21 Landmark. Real estate for the real world. The Law Office of Brian R. Sullivan, 5 North Road, Chelmsford, Mass., specialize in real estate as well as personal injury, workers' comp, will and probate. Having a qualified attorney present at your closing is the most important thing you can do. Brian R. Sullivan is waiting to serve your needs and protect your rights. Give him a call at 978-250-4600 or email him at brian.sullivanlaw@verizon.net.
Donna Brady Connor and Pioneer Mortgage are offering you a 90-day shop and lock with no cost to you, completely free. That means that you can lock in a low interest rate now and go shopping for a home for the next 3 months without losing that great low rate. And if the rates go down, they will lower that already low rate again with no charge to you. So give Donna Brady Connor a call at 617-834-2818. Again, that's Donna Brady Connor, 617-834-2818. Don't miss out on this special offer. Call today.
Hey, we're back, and it's time for the next segment of the House Market Show. I'm your host, Dennis Reddy, and along with me is my co-host, Donna Reddy. And first thing we have to do is give you another clue.
Century absolutely.
21 Landmark of the Week.
Because honestly, that last one with Tsar Nicholas, give me a break. I know you love that clue.
He supervised construction of the first Russian railroad.
That's wow, what has that got to do with the price of apples?
Okay. this will help you, though.
All right.
This is clue number six. Today, it is a museum.
Well, okay, So it's got to be a museum in Lowell. Not that we don't have a ton of museums in Lowell, but that will help.
That will help them.
That will
help. So, it's a museum. Give
it's
us a call at 978-458-4980.
There you go.
Be the first to correctly identify this museum, and you will win a bottle of wine from Harrington, Wine and Liquors, 10 Summer Street in Chelmsford.
There we go.
Today is going to be a la show.
I know, we're making a grand announcement out there to our listening audience, and they have been a faithful group of people. But today is going to be our last show, and we are going to miss everyone that's out there, but decisions were made, and we're going to be moving on.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I'd share a little bit of why we decided to end the show. We've been doing it for about 8 years.
Every Sunday.
you know, we've had a couple of Sundays off in 8 years, but it's been a real hassle to do so.
Well, you know, in the middle of the winter and getting here through snowstorms and it is, for people who listen at home and they're just sitting there listening, it's one thing, but we have to get up and get here and be here every Sunday morning, and it makes it more difficult to take a weekend off or go away on vacation or whatever, and so the commitment to doing a show every week is tremendous, and you tire of that after a while.
And with my health being the way it's been, with my having my foot operated on and falling in and out has not been easy.
Right. It's much harder to get up those big staircase that is here at WCAP because, of course, it is on the second floor.
So the deciding factor was they were going to increase the cost to do the show by about 25%.
Right. And in this economy, a little ridiculous.
So we decided not to do it. We are really going to miss the people who call in, the ones that send us letters, the ones that send in postcards.
I know. They say you get well cards. I really, everyone out there in our listening audience has been very kind and supportive of us. And I actually love going to my open houses, and inevitably people will come through, including someone yesterday who said, "Oh, I heard about this on the House Market Show." And it just makes my day that you're out there listening. There's more to it than just trying to win a bottle of wine, although that's always fun to do. We get excited when we have winners, and I do try to help everyone out there to get better clues for you. But, you know, I think it's been nice doing the Landmark Quiz of the Week over the last 8 years, because I think people can appreciate and really have gotten to know some of the major landmarks that are in the greater Lowell area, not just the ones that are on the historical register in the city that are part of the parks program. There are lots of other places in the surrounding towns that are neat buildings or places that I think people didn't know about until we started talking about them on the radio and having people try to guess where these places are.
Right, and a lot of places you might know where it is, just don't know what it's called.
Right, I know, and I just think it's nice to be able to educate people on really the value of these structures that have either been in the past or are here, still here now. And honestly, our heritage is important in this area. It kills me when I see people who want to tear things down because, you know, it's old, just get rid of it. And it's nice to know when you have someone who is going to go in and refurbish. We have a beautiful house up on Beacon Street that's going to be refurbished. It was built definitely in the 1800s. My understanding was it was owned by the owner of the Stanley Coal Company. It was a single-family home at one time. It was converted to a two-family. And the nice part about it needs work, but the person who has purchased it is going to go in and rehab it and bring it back. And I'm just excited about that. I think it's important to do those kinds of things.
Now, you know, if our listeners were still going to be selling real estate,
oh, yes,
Century 21 Landmark, if you want to know where we're going to be on open houses or what we have for property for sale, what's probably the best website?
Probably the best website is readyre.com.
Readyre.com.
Exactly.
readyre.com.
You know, well, it's like Ready Real Estate. We are the Ready team, and you can discover where we're at because we will post all of our open houses on there. And of course, naturally, just going on, they will help you find other homes or see the listings that we have. You can sign in and just, you know, tool around the entire MLS to see what's out there. And then if you're interested in looking at any one of those properties, you can give us a call. Our number will not be changing. 978-256-6575 or extension 146. And we will be happy to take you shopping. If you want to get your house on the market.
And if you're going in the market either as a buyer or a seller, I hope you'll take heed to the things we've been telling you over the last 8 years.
Right, right.
And one of them is if you're a buyer, start off, get yourself pre-qualified. You know, we've had some great sponsors over the years, Len Richards.
And Donna Brady Connor.
Donna Brady Connor, two of them that will gladly pre-qualify you. It's no cost to you. Not only will you come out of that pre-qualification knowing what you can afford,
right,
you'll know how much you want to afford.
Right, that's important
too. What you want to afford, and if there's things you have to do to improve your ability to buy that, you'll know those things too.
True, right? True.
And so maybe you need 6 months to spruce up your credit. Okay, but if you don't start now, that 6 months is always 6 months off.
At any rate, so absolutely getting pre-qualified is one of the things that we have been telling you for a long time. And, you know, we've actually been trying to tell you a lot of other things as far as getting your house ready for the market. We have been talking about staging or preparing it, getting a good market analysis to understand what the price point would be at for you to sell that house. And I think those are important things to know. Before you go out, you have to do your homework before you decide that you're going to change locations.
Right.
That's the only way I can describe it. Do your homework. Get out there and get things done, and then know what the marketplace is. And if there's nothing else, that is what we've been trying to tell people for a long time, is what is going on in the market right here, right now. And just knowing, look at what is happening in Lowell over the last 2 months. I mean, we're actually getting in almost an ebb market for single-family homes. That is amazing. Totally
and,
amazing.
You know, over the years, we've also been saying be careful of these internet lenders and these kinds of things. And we've got just horror show after horror show
yep,
we could tell
yep.
you about.
That, try
you know,
to warn people about things that are...
They just don't show up at closing and they go, well, it'll be postponed another 3 weeks, and they just don't care.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you've got a moving truck waiting, and you've been thrown out of your existing home.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So
all of those kinds of things, hopefully, we have been educating people about and letting them know about the homes that actually are available out there. What can you buy for at a certain price point in a particular town? Some towns have a different average price home than others. And some towns are doing better, actually, in the house market than others. We've talked about what direction it's moving from. And, I have to laugh because look at where we're at. And it was hard to see. But August 16th,
yep.
2008, which noontime, which you told people about. But I'm going to tell you, if you really look back at the statistics, all right, it really was starting to turn around. And it just took the fall and the winter to get it all catching up. But we could see even then a slight change in the marketplace. So now, man, this is all coming back. And you know what? Even the condo market will come back because once the house market becomes less affordable, people will jump back into the condos.
We see the signs of it coming back, the increase of sales this year versus last year.
Yeah.
The first thing is the increase in volume. Then comes the increase in value.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because it's a seller's market, values are going to go up.
Exactly.
The buyer's market values go down.
And, of course, it's supply and demand.
Exactly.
I mean, the moment there are not that many houses out there, now suddenly you've got more buyers who want to buy the house. And, of course, you know what it is also, and I think it's from our radio show, more and more the sellers are out there knowing what they've got to do to get their house sold. I remember in 2004, 2003, rampant craziness going on with prices just skyrocketing everywhere. It was a fun time in some respects, at least as a real estate agent. I would list something on Friday, no showings till the open house on Sunday, and have offer forms sitting on the table. And by the end of the night, you'd pick someone and say, we're going to go with you, and your house is sold.
Oh, yeah, I can remember.
Now,
I can remember people coming into open houses going, this house better not be sold already.
Or we'd have them already sold before you even went to an open house. So things are a lot different right now. Now people are learning. I've got to go on the market. I've got to put my best foot forward from the moment I hit the market. You only have, one chance to make a first impression. And so consequently, they are really working hard at getting their homes ready, staging those homes, fixing anything that needs to be fixed. So when it goes on the market, it's going to look nice so that people will want to purchase their home.
Okay,
and all of those things are important information.
ReadyRE.com?
ReadyRE.com, absolutely.
We have a few others like...
ReadyToSellYourHome.com.
Right.
You can always find us on...
EDReady.
Yeah.
But,
we have a number of websites.
The best one to see what we got for sale and what's on open houses is...
It's ReadyRE.com,
right?
Exactly.
The other thing that we'll talk about when we get back from the break is getting attorneys involved.
Yeah.
Okay? Very important thing to do.
Okay.
Absolutely. And getting brokers involved.
Yes. Always.
So let's go with another clue.
I say yes.
This is clue number 7, the Century 21 Landmark of the Week. This is the giveaway clue.
All right, I'm listening.
Lowell's famous artist was born in this house in
1834. 978-454-4980.
Having an attorney represent you in a real estate transaction is a smart thing to do. You need a professional who will look out for your commercial or residential interests. That attorney is Philip Iliopoulos, 18 North Road, Chelmsford, Mass. Iliopoulos & Associates will help you also with your wills and trust or estate management. Give them a call at 978-250-3800.
The Law Office of Brian R. Sullivan, 5 North Road, Chelmsford, Mass., specialize in real estate as well as personal injury, workers' comp, will and probate. Having a qualified attorney present at your closing is the most important thing you can do. Brian R. Sullivan is waiting to serve your needs and protect your rights. Give him a call at 978-250-4600 or email him at brian.sullivanlaw@verizon.net.
There couldn't be a better time to purchase a home. Mortgage rates are low, prices of houses are now very affordable, and the United States government is offering a tax credit for qualified first-time homebuyers. This is the time to give Len Richards of Mortgage Equity Partners a call at 978-250-3500 at extension 135. He will sit down with you and explain all the mortgage programs available and pre-approve you free of charge. With so much going on in the real estate marketplace, you need someone who can guide you through the financial process of home ownership. Again, Len Richards of Mortgage Equity Partners, 978-250-3500, extension 135. Don't wait. This is the time to buy. Call today. Mortgage Equity Partners is a Mass licensed lender, number MC3692.
Nobody sells more homes in Greater Lowell or in Massachusetts than Century 21. Century 21 Landmark, on the corner of 110 and 129 in Chelmsford Center, offers residential and commercial sales, free home appraisals, buyer or seller representation, and worldwide relocation services. We are a quality service office, and our full-time professional staff is ready to help you solve your housing needs. Call Century 21 Landmark at 978-256-6575. Century 21 Landmark, real estate for the real world.
We're back, and it's time for the last segment. The last
segment. The last segment.
Of the Century 21 Landmark. And let me give you the last clue. The last clue to the last segment of the House Market Show. The last clue is, I told you the other one was a giveaway clue, but this one is...
Well, Lowell's famous artist was born in this house.
Right.
So if you don't know who the Lowell's famous artist is, you're in trouble.
If you don't know after this clue, you're really in trouble. He painted his mother's portrait.
There you go. All right.
Mother's Day.
And it's Mother's Day. You know, you're so predictable, dear, honestly.
I understand, but the people like predictable.
Yeah, that's true. I have to admit, I don't like surprises.
No.
Although this is a big surprise for our listening audience out there.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a surprise for us. I mean, we didn't make up our mind till this week.
I know.
Week, so.
But you know what? I think that it will be fine. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun, and it's been a great ride. And I've really enjoyed talking to people and, you know, about real estate. I don't care who you meet anywhere. I was at a wedding last night, or a wedding reception, and sitting next to someone I had never met before. Very interesting man who owned property. Everybody likes to talk about real estate.
That's true.
You're either a homeowner, a wannabe homeowner, you know, you want to invest or whatever. You know, real estate is always an interesting thing to talk about. And it's nice because if you had been listening to our show, you could really add some very educated material into whatever conversation you're having with people, because we are educating people on what the marketplace is like right now. And honestly, I call it the perfect storm out there right now. You've got still low prices. Sorry, people. That hasn't come back yet. But it will, because volume is picking up. But you've got low prices. You've got low interest rates. First-time home buyers have that $8,000 credit in their hand, not that they can use it to purchase the property, but they've got that coming back in January. Exactly. And I see that adding to the economy, in that those people in January are going to get their money back. They're going to run out. They're going to buy the new stove or refrigerator.
Right.
They're going to use the money to fix the roof that they purchased, or buy furniture, or the great TV. All of those industries are going to see a resurgence once those checks start floating out there to the first-time home buyers. So it's the perfect storm. And honestly, if you at all can do this, and they do have FHA loans out there, 3%, there aren't as many 100% loans. That's kind of going by the boards, although I think Donna Brady Connor has some kind of a product like that. You might want to talk to her. But basically, you know, you may wish to just borrow from your family to get this ball rolling. Because once this volume starts picking up and we start getting less than a 2-month supply, prices are going to take off again. And you will have missed the real opportunity to buy something at rock bottom prices.
Now, the other thing we want you to do, too, is when you... told you got to get a real estate agent involved.
Yes.
Got to get a mortgage broker involved. You also want to get an attorney involved. There's a serious contract you're signing here. You know, you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're committing yourself for 30 years.
Don't take it lightly. Make sure that you have someone review your purchase and sale.
A few hundred dollars to an attorney is well worth it.
As well, absolutely. You know, and we've also, speaking of attorneys and closings, buying title insurance is something else we've talked about here that is so, so important. Every attorney we know that purchases a home buys title insurance. It seems like an added expense when you might not have a lot of money, but believe me, it'll protect you. And shockingly, I am closing on a condo, a very small one in North Chelmsford, and we had the deed drawn up for the seller, and lo and behold, wasn't there a problem with the title? You know, a discharge of a mortgage was not done properly from the person before him, and that had to be squared away. That takes money, lawyer fees to do it, and if you have insurance on it, it takes care of it. And this particular seller had no idea that that wasn't done properly. I mean, again, one more thing that we're trying to educate you about so that you'll know what to do when you are purchasing a home.
And we highly recommend Brian Sullivan.
Yep.
5 North Road.
Yep, and Phil Iliopoulos.
18 North Road.
Right. They're right there on North Road. And those two people, they're very good real estate attorneys.
We've been doing business with both of them for a long time.
And, exactly.
And I can't think of one negative thing that's ever happened.
Right. Well, Phil and Angelique are partners in law and Iliopoulos. And if you are, and this is the new thing out there, of course, the short sales, you really want to go see them. They have become very good at taking care of short sales. So that, you know, if you're, look at something where there's a listing and where, you know, just to let you know, if you see third party approval, that means you have got to get the bank to go along with this, along with the seller. So you're going to need an attorney involved there. All of these places are important.
And sometimes that's a disaster, which we'll talk about right after I tell you what the Landmark Lyric is.
Okay, and I'm going to assume we have a winner.
We do have a winner.
All righty.
And what is the Landmark?
Well, it's got to be Whistler's House.
It's Whistler's House.
Yes.
Whistler's House. Whistler's son painted the famous Whistler's
painting.
Mother.
Yep.
And it was Whistler's father that was that went over and designed the Russian Railroad.
Really? So he came from a very crafty family.
And do you think the
winner comes from Lowell? Well, you know what? Historically, no. So I'm going to guess no.
You're correct. The winner came from Drakett.
Drakett, cool.
David Paquin. Congratulations, David.
Yeah, absolutely.
Won a
congratulations.
And won, like, his 10th
won the last bottle. That's fabulous.
The last bottle. Okay.
Yes.
It's kind of sad ending the show, but like I say, people can get in touch with us.
Absolutely. We will be.
Why don't you go over how to get in touch with us one more time?
You can get a hold of us always at Century 21 Landmark. We are right on the corner in Chelmsford Center where all those wonderful streets come together. Route 4, Route 110, Route 129. Then you're close to Route 27. You know, name a route, we got it covered. So it's right there in the center of town. Our number is 978-256-6575, and we're extension 146, easily gotten to. You can also go onto our website, which is readyre.com, where you can see pictures of all our listings and or get out into the World Wide Web to see what else is out there. And, of course, it's always good to give us a call if you want to start the process. And I have a lot of people that, you know, they're not ready to sell right now. They want to know, what do I need to do to get sold? We come out. We not only look at the amenities in your house and we take it back and put it in the computer to figure out and give you a market analysis on what we think a fair market price would be, but we can also tell you what are the kinds of things you need to do to get your house sold as far as staging and fixing it up or taking care of it. Those kinds of things, it's helpful to have an experienced broker who knows what they're looking at. So, again, we will be We're still out there. We're always going to be out there. You can give us a call, and we will be happy to meet all of your needs. And we can get you linked up with all the people you do need. If you want a stager, we can link you up to a stager.
Right.
If you want, you need a contractor to fix things, you know, I got this rotted sill here. What am I going to do, Donna? I'll tell you, I got a great guy, Dave Brown. He can come in and take care of that in quick order so that there won't be any surprises at your home inspection. We know a lot of people who can do different kinds of things for you, so that helps to just have a team of people standing behind us that will get your house ready to be sold.
Well, we have a huge real estate network.
Yes.
And if you listen to the next show on, it's a business show, and it talks about business networking.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about, is networking. So
exactly.
We want to leave our listeners knowing that you're networked in with us.
Mm-hmm.
So you just call us up, and whatever your need is, we can either find, we'll refer somebody to you or take care of it for you.
And probably the one thing that I think we're going to miss is just looking at how this market is turning around and how it's coming along. And
I'll still be looking at it.
We'll still be looking at it. If you want to know, hey, what's happening in Billerica right now? What's happening in Drake? Give us a call. We'll run the numbers. We'll be happy to tell you. You know, we will probably do that on a weekly basis just to be able to share with our customers and clients, no matter what. But if you are one of those people who just want to know, is it time yet, Donna? Is it time, Dan? Do I put my house on the market now? Do I go buy something now? You know.
Or if you really miss us, give us a call. Give us your name and address, and we'll put you on our newsletter.
Exactly. Yeah. We have a lot of things like that. So, you know, we haven't gone away. We're just not going to be on the air. But it will be fun to get a Sunday off once in a while, quite frankly, Dan. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we've got a pretty busy schedule coming up this
week. Well, May is pretty heavy for us as it is, exactly. Yeah. We have weddings going on in our family and a lot of other fun activities that have been planned. So, you know, it is a good thing. I'm really looking forward to it. I am going to miss doing this because it's fun to just be out there and talking to our listening audience.
Yeah, and I'm going to miss the people that, you know, like when you run into on the street and in the stores and so forth that say, I listen to you and talk to you. And the people that write letters. I mean, we get letters every week.
I know.
You know, telling us about their life and what's going on with them. And,
I know.
You know.
And you know what I like is that we also, I think, because of the show also, we get a chance to stay in contact with all of our old customers, and when they're ready to sell,
that's right.
You know, we come back, and I'm always pleased to see the kind of things they've done to their homes over our 8-year period since we sold it to them, you know, and now we're turning around and selling it for them again, and they're moving on to the bigger house or whatever. So,
they become an extended family.
Yeah.
You sell them a house. You watch their kids grow up. You watch them sell that house.
Exactly. And, you know what? I do want to say thank you to Mike. He's been fabulous. And all the other producers that we've had that have come in and taken care of the phones, because they're constantly ringing while we're on the air with people trying to guess the landmark of the week. So, I want to thank the owners here at CAP. They have been wonderful. And Morris, who had the station prior to him, also to these people, was a wonderful man too. And so it's been a lot of fun, and we've actually enjoyed watching the transition of this place since the new owners took over and have upgraded some of the equipment that's here. It's kind of fun too. People can't see what the studio looks like. It looks like a time warp sometimes, back into the 1950s.
But they've
nice upgraded everything, and it's lovely here. So it's a great great place to come and put on a show.
Okay.
So at any rate, I do want to just say goodbye to our listening audience and just put a big thank you out there for being supportive of us. And, we'll be out there helping you out in your real estate needs.
Dang.
Don't know what else I can say about that, except
bye, bye, bye from the Reddies. What else can you say?
Yep.
I'm going to miss these guys.
I'm sitting in the railway station.
We're done.
Ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound.
980 WCAP, Lowell, Haverhill, Lawrence, Methuen, Nashua, and Salem, New Hampshire, serving the Merrimack Valley.